Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. To bring a person to faith in Christ, it takes seed, the Word of God. It takes a sower, a believer communicating his or her faith. And it takes receptive soil, something only God can provide. Today, the lessons Jesus gave us in a well-known parable. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Erwin Lutzer now continues a series from the parables of Jesus, a series he's calling You Can't Redo Life. Turn again to Mark chapter 4 as we take a final look at getting conversion right.
Now there's a third lesson. Only God can take the soil and change its consistency. Only God can really take the soil and change it. Because a question you should be asking in this message is, what about the hard soil? Can it ever be plowed so that it becomes soft and pliable? The answer is yes. We should never think that somebody is locked into hardness. God is able to take soil and change it. Now, one of the things I learned, and Colin Smith preached on this passage, and he brought it out, and I totally agree with him, is that in those days, what they would do is to seed the Word of God, or seed the seeds, I should say, and broadcast it over a piece of land. And only after that did they plow it. They didn't plow it ahead of time. They plowed it afterwards. And so they plowed it under so that it would begin to grow. Now here's the reason why you and I should be witnessing and sharing the Word of God. Is that as we give it out to people, we have no idea when God may decide to plow, whose life he may begin to plow up, so that they can receive the Word of God. Maybe they can't when we give it to them, but the time may come when they will. And how does God do that? Well, I don't know all the ways that God does it, but I do know that there are times when a person feels as if he needs God, maybe an awareness of God. It may be tragedy. Somebody comes into your room, if a doctor comes into your room and says, you know, you've got 6 months to live, that may cause you to begin to think, you know, my heart has been hard toward God, but maybe I should listen to God's word. God comes along and plows. And the reason that you and I should sow seed is we do not know where he will plow next. Now, sometimes God goes ahead of us and prepares the soil so that when the word comes, it falls into good soil immediately. Now let me tell you a story. 2 weeks ago today, Rebecca and I were on a train going to Prague in the Czech Republic. We were with two other couples. And when you buy tickets on a train, you are given the place where you're going to sit and so forth. So we were given 6 seats, and we arbitrarily chose them. We couldn't sit together. One group went there. I and another man, we chose some seats. I found myself directly across. You know how those trains are. The seats face one another. I found myself across from a young woman who had headphones, and I asked her whether or not she could speak English, and she said yes. I asked her where she was from. She said, Moravia. I said, do you know the story of the Moravians? You know, they were the ones who went from the Czech Republic to Germany and sent 265 missionaries around the world. No, she'd not heard of the Moravians. And I said, they spread the gospel. And she said, what do you mean by the gospel? So in less than 2 minutes, we were into the gospel. Now, the good news is this. I'll tell you the end of the story, and then I'll give you the process. In less than an hour, I took her by the hand and led her to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful that God did that? Amen. For all I know, she may be listening today because I encouraged her to join us here at the Moody Church online. But here's what I discovered. First of all, most of the time was spent helping her to see why she was a sinner who needed a Savior. Now, she was open to God, but thought that she could find God just within her, you know, the God within. She didn't need forgiveness in the biblical sense because then she raised the issue of why can't we just come to God directly? Why do we need Jesus? I love that question. Why do we need Jesus? And so I explained to her why you can't go to God directly. You can pray to him, and he may answer your prayer, but the way in which he'll answer it is he'll bring Jesus into your life in one way or another very quickly. Because Jesus is the mediator between God and man, and the only one qualified to take away this issue of sin. Now, she said she was defining sin as the big things, murder, you know, theft, etc., etc. When I began to help her to see that our nature was corrupt, I said, you know, we as human beings are something like fish in a sea that say, I don't see any water. You know, where's the water? What do you mean by water? And you're swimming in it. So that helped her along the way. But here's why I tell you the story. God prepared the soil. She said a year ago, and it's a year ago this coming month, she was walking along a pier and fell down. And she said there was blood for 2 meters. I'm not sure exactly what all that meant. But she was picked up basically for dead. She was taken to a hospital. And in the hospital, after being in a coma for I forget how many hours, she recovered. But the doctor said that she should be written up in the Guinness Book of World Records because they have no idea why she lived. As a matter of fact, when she was there in the hospital, she actually, her soul left her body so that she could see herself lying there from the corner of the room, which helps us to understand the separability of the soul from the body. But she came back to life, and she said that there were people who came into her room just to look at her and to say, "We don't understand why you are alive." So she said to me, "Why didn't I die?" Oh, love those questions. I took her by the hand and said, "You didn't die because you weren't ready to die. God knew that at some time I would sit across from you in this train and explain to you how you can come to saving faith in Jesus Christ and be ready to die." So afterwards, she was ready to. Struggling, of course, with how to pray. So I explained the prayer that I would pray in detail. What she was admitting to, that she was a sinner, that she couldn't save herself, that Jesus died for sinners, and that he made a path to us so that he could take away our sins and give us the righteousness of Christ. I said, "Would you like to believe on Jesus?" She said, "That would be wonderful if you'd help me too." Now, only time will tell whether or not she fits into soil A. I know for sure that she isn't in the first soil because her heart was not hard. I trust that she did not belong to soil number 2 that received the word with gladness. I hope that she fell into good soil, and I received an email this week from the folks in the Czech Republic with whom we connected that they have followed up with her. They've connected with her a couple of times by email and are helping her to find a church in Prague and to be discipled. I hope and pray that she will be the fourth soil that bears fruit forever. But I tell you that to let you know that God went ahead and he plowed the soil and he brought into her life circumstances that made her ready to believe on Christ. And maybe today, those of you who are watching by internet or listening on the radio, or those of you here in the sanctuary of Moody Church, God has brought you to this moment, to this hour, for this reason, that you might savingly believe on Christ, that the Word of God coming into your heart might be so received that it creates the life of God. And you'll begin to love Jesus. You'll begin to display the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, etc. And you'll say to yourself, surely, I know God. And the fruit that you will bear, you'll never see here on earth. That guy who led Spurgeon to faith in Christ because of that one or two sentence sermon that he preached, he had no idea that that 18-year-old in the congregation was going to be one of the most famous preachers in history. You have no idea the impact you have when you sow the seed. Get your colleagues at work to read the book of John and just say to them, even if you don't believe it, read it and ask yourself, who is this Jesus anyway? Get the word in their hearts. God will come along and plow the field. And someday they'll bear fruit 40, 60, or 100-fold. Did God intend this message for you this morning? I hope so. To encourage you to share the word, or for those of you who are not sure, to bring you to openness and receive Christ. Would you join me as we pray together? Father, today we thank you. We thank you for the gospel. And I pray, Father, for those who perhaps fit into category number 2 or 3. They've received the word, maybe even with gladness, or it is growing among the thorns, and we don't know whether they're converted or not, and they don't know whether they're converted or not. Today, Father, open their hearts to the gospel. And even as I prayed with a 32-year-old young woman on a train, I pray that in this moment, you can repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I'm a sinner. Today, I understand that Jesus is a Savior, and I receive him as my Savior. I trust him to forgive my sins. I trust him by his Spirit to come to live within me and to change me by his word. Today, Father, I pray that you will put me on a path of being a fruit-bearing Christian, 30, 60, or 100-fold.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. If you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior as a result of listening to Running to Win, perhaps even today you've believed on him, would you let us know? At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given information as to how these messages can be yours, but pick up that phone and also tell us what Running to Win means to you. Thanks so much for joining us. See you right here next time.
Erwin Lutzer has now concluded Getting Conversion Right, the first in a series of messages from the parables he's calling You Can't Redo Life. For some, prayer is a mystery. Next time on Running to Win, Getting Prayer Right. All 10 parts of You Can't Redo Life can be yours on CD, sent as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.